Hi, beautiful, and welcome back to my podcast, Life as a Single Christian Mom. I want to welcome those of you joining me for the very first time. My name is Madeline, and during these podcasts, I'll be talking about life experiences and things that have happened and also giving advice on what this journey has looked like. So welcome back to Mondays with Maddie. Good morning, all you beautiful women of God, all you handsome men of God. Welcome back. Happy Monday. It is an honor and a privilege to be here today before you. I am so excited. I know if you have been following me for any time now, you know that I have been on a little hiatus, and I have not recorded a podcast since January. When I tell you the Lord has been dealing with me about a few things, there are some changes that are coming. But before I get into all of that, here, if this is your first time here at LASEM, we love our coffee. Your girl Maddie loves coffee. You can be a coffee drinker or a tea drinker, whatever it is your preference. But grab your favorite mug. Today, I have my mug that says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. And I just think it's so perfect for what I'm about to speak to you today. So grab your coffee, your soda, your water, your energy drink, your tea, whatever it is that you need, sis, and sit with me so we can chat, because today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. I don't have anything written like that I'm going to speak on, just on the changes. Does that make sense? So I don't really have anything planned, if I can be honest with you. I am just here just to like fill you in. Like, we're gonna have our girl chat. Like I like to say, we're gonna have our girl chat. Like, if you've listened to me for long enough, you're already my sister. Amen. But yeah, so let's sip this coffee. My coffee is actually nice and warm and hot. Like, it's all three. It's not cold. It's not cold coffee. So praise the Lord. Praise Him. It's not cold. But anyways, I am so excited to be here before y'all. It is an honor and a privilege. I truly say that. Like, I do not take it lightly with what the Lord has entrusted me with. I do not take it lightly the assignments that He gives me. I don't take it lightly. It's an honor. It's truly an honor and a privilege. And I'm so thankful that, the Lord chose me, right? But with that comes great responsibility. With that comes obedience. With that, comes a dying to self and literally getting before the Father. And like I said, I have not recorded a podcast since January. So welcome back, Maddie. Somebody say, welcome back, Maddie. Welcome back, Maddie. I have not recorded a podcast in a minute. Like I said, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm just going to be giving you guys like the rundown, what kind of has happened in my life the last few months, what's getting ready to happen here at LASEM and the transition that we are under. And I just believe that the Lord is opening the new, and I have to be obedient, even if it doesn't make sense, you know? So yeah, I want to obey what the Father says. But yeah, so I have not recorded a podcast since January. I literally have been doing what the Lord has called me to do, different assignments that He has given me, different things. And I've been back and forth with this podcast and just like asking the Lord, like, when can I go back? Like, I miss my girls. I miss them, you know? But I definitely feel like the release is happening. I'm not going to record anything on YouTube yet. I think that we'll pick that back up sometime in April. Can y'all believe? Oh my gosh. Like, have you guys even kept up with the time? I know that I haven't been here regularly, but with that, I have not reminded you of the weekly update of where we are on the calendar. Y'all, it is about to be April. It is March. Let me look at my phone. March 25th. It is Monday, March 25th. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of how quick time is going. I'm in awe. Like, even when I said that earlier, I was like, Lord, it's been since January since I have not recorded a podcast. And it just feels so surreal because I feel like just yesterday we were saying Happy New Year and now we're in April. Like, get what? Like, what is even going on? But yeah, so January was, it felt like I was a cowgirl on the horse's back, you know, because I'm like, what are we on? You know, like the race horses. That's what I felt like I was on. That was January for me. I felt like it happened. So much happened in January. So many different things, so many changes happened in January. And, you know, after I had recorded that podcast, the Lord was just like, no, like silence, you know? And I was like, all right, Lord. And again, with having anything that the Lord gives you, I truly believe that obedience is required. I truly believe that you have to obey Him. You have to obey. What is God saying? What is God telling you? And you can't get swayed to the right or to the left. You can't focus on what anybody else is doing, because the moment that you take your eyes off the Lord, the moment that you take your eyes off what God told you to do, and you start to look at somebody else's lane, is when you when destruction comes. It's when you open the door for the enemy, because now you're comparing yourself. Now you're looking at what somebody else is doing. Now you're looking at, you know, what they're graced at to do and you aren't. So for me, I say all that to say, for me, I'm obedient to what the Father says. So I don't care how fast somebody gets somewhere. I don't care how long or slow it takes me. I don't care. I'm going to be obedient to the Father. So when He tells me to get off social media, or when He tells me to get off the podcast, or when He tells me to do certain things, I'm like, okay. I don't say, but Susie from you know, Southside gets to do it. Why don't I get to do it? You know, I don't like using people's name. I'm going to go back to the highlighter. Pink highlighter gets to do it. Why can't I do it? You know, like, I don't do that when it comes to what my Father tells me to do. I stay in my lane and I run it well. And I don't care who questions it. I don't care who says, well, maybe you should do this differently. Like, no. Unless the Lord Himself tells me, I'm not gonna do it. So I definitely believe that January was that month where it went by so quick and there was so much that happened, and I'm like, okay. And then in February He started speaking to me. So after He told me silence, you know, in February He started speaking to me about like name changes and things concerning the ministry and things concerning LASEM and even with myself, just things that He was speaking to me about. And I was like, all right. So at the end of February, I had launched, and it's on Facebook, so it's open to women only. Again, this is for women only. So at the end of February, February 29th, literally the last day of February on the leap year, I had launched out Moving Mountains with Maddie. So M3. Right. Before that, so let me tell you, in the beginning of February, the Lord had spoken to me about it, about changing names. Right. In the middle of February, my spiritual father released a word over me concerning name change of my podcast. And then two other people after him who were not there when he prophesied, was not there when he released that word over me, was not there. Like, that's why I love the Lord and I love what He does through the prophetic, because it's just so much confirmation. You see, let me tell y'all something. When a prophecy comes, the Lord speaks to you first. The prophetic word should come to confirm. If it's off, it's off, baby. Because let me tell you, don't be out here thirsty for a prophetic word where people are prophesying to you the feel good and, you know, that's all you're getting. Let me not go down that route. But y'all know what I'm saying. Don't be prophetic word hungry, you know, or thirsty. I definitely believe that the Lord is so timely. Again, my cup for today, He has made everything beautiful in its time. There is a time for everything. Everything, every season of your life, there is a divine time. There's a divine season. Just like flowers don't bloom in the winter, that's more for the spring, right? Everything has a season. So in the beginning of February, the Lord has spoken to me about name change. In the middle of February, my spiritual father spoke to me about name change for my podcast. At the end, towards the end, like a few days after he had released that word, two different people messaged me concerning name change for my ministry and LASEM. And so at February 29th, M3 was birthed, right? Which is Moving Mountains with Maddie. And I only thought that that was going to be like for the Facebook group for health and fitness. So again, this is for women only. You can go join M3, which is Moving Mountains with Maddie, on there and be part of the community, be part of the group. Again, it's for women only, health and fitness. So I had birthed that. And in March, in the beginning of March, I was asking the Lord, I was like, why M3? Why M3? Like, what is going on? Like, what is this M3 about? And why is it called Moving Mountains with Maddie? Like, what? You got to break this down for me. You see, for me, I am quick to jump. If I hear my father say it, baby, I'm jumping. I ain't gonna finish. I ain't gonna wait until that sentence finishes. Sometimes, you know, I move quick, especially if I know that the Lord said it to do it, then it is so, right? Anywho, one day in the beginning of March, the Lord has spoken to me. M3 means ministry. So like my personal ministry with y'all, ministry in marriage, and also ministry in with health and fitness, which is I'm going to say two things that I'm passionate about. Obviously, marriage, I'm not married. There is nothing in sight. It's a dry desert out here, yet the Lord is doing it, right? God's going to do it. God's going to bring it together. God's going to, you know, order that godly man step, wake him up from his slumber in Jesus' name. Wake him up from his slumber. Give him no rest, Lord. Amen. Until he pursues his wife. But all jokes aside. So the Lord had told me marriage, ministry, and fitness. And I'm excited because it's entering a new door. It's entering a new season. I can tell you guys a little bit about what my spiritual father said. He, you know, pretty much was saying that, you know, I'm declaring, you know, life as a single Christian mom. And yes, that is who I am, but that is not my end all be all. Y'all know, and I've talked about it, and I'm not shy to say it. Like, I want to be married, not because I idolize marriage. I'm going to, you know, debunk that right now. I'm going to rebuke you right now for those who think that I idolize marriage. It's not that. I really, honestly, for the ones who really, 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 really know me, I'm good by myself. Like, I am being so transparent. If I could be raw and real with y'all, I'm really good by myself. I come and go as I please. I do what I want. I don't got nobody to tell me nothing. I'm chilling. I can get on a plane tomorrow if I want. Amen. I don't have to check in with anybody. As long as Aiden and Adrian are good, I'm good. I'm good. And so anyways, with that being said, I really like the sound of nothing. Y'all, I'm being honest. Pray for your sister. If you think that's wrong, pray for your sister. Pray for your sister. Don't come at your sister. Pray for your sister. Pray for me, okay? Don't pray at me, like P-R-E-Y. Pray for me, P-R-A-Y. Anyways, I like being by myself. I like mi casita calladita. Like, I like my home being nice and quiet, you know? I like the peace that's in my house. I like all that. And I take myself out on dates. I go to the movies by myself. I do a lot of things by myself. But anyways, I do know that the Lord It is a desire in my heart to be married. I am somebody's wife. And I just want to give you all this so you guys understand why I don't idolize marriage. In my family, in my bloodline, there is many women before me who have been married and divorced. My mother was married and divorced. My grandmother married and divorced, and the list goes on. I can count on one hand how many women are married. I can count on one hand. And I have a really big family, y'all. Like, I have very, 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 very big family. And I see what the devil has done. I see what curses are in my family. I see that spirit of Jezebel running rampant, and how she has manipulated and stolen this. And I also see, I don't see many godly marriages in my family. I can't even think of one. I can't even think of one family member who has who's been married as, how do I say this, Lord? Because I want to be right. I don't want to say it bad. I don't know one couple in my family. I'm just going to say, I don't know one person in my family who has not lived with their significant other and then got married. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've all lived together, then got married, or they've all had children and then got married. I don't know one couple in my family who's been pure. I don't know one couple in my family who I don't know about that their husband hasn't cheated. That's the truth, you know? I just see where the enemy has come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And I definitely believe that I am the bloodline breaker. I definitely believe that, despite the fact of me having children, because again, I'm gonna rebuke all you religious folk, you know, I definitely believe that I am the bloodline breaker. I definitely believe that my children will not have to go through what I went through. By that I mean they will not be living playing house. You know what I'm saying? They won't do that. They're not going to do that in Jesus' name. So I believe it starts with me. And with that, there's like this been this like righteous anger, because I see what the enemy has stolen from my mom, my parents. You know, my parents were married for 20 something years, and that spirit of Jezebel ran so high in my mom, you know. But anyways, I didn't come on here to talk about my family history and stuff like that. But so in me, I know that I am the bloodline breaker. And there is this desire, this strong desire of wanting to be married, because I know that it's ordained by God. I know that it is a man that God has perfected for me. I know that God will only get the glory. So with that being said, there has to be a name change within my podcast. Life as a Single Christian Mom is, yes, that's who I am, but that's not who I am. Does that make sense? So the name change has to happen. Just like when you get married and you change your name, like, I'll still be Madeline Duran because that's who I am, but then I'll be married and that's who I am. You know, if I'm making sense here. But anyways, like I said, there's no prospects in view. So keep your sister in prayer. Keep that man in prayer. That it'll happen suddenly and quick, in Jesus' name. But yeah, so there is changes coming to this podcast. I've decided, unless the Lord says otherwise, to change it again. But I decided officially in May, we'll be in transition to going moving mountains with Maddie on everything. So it'll be everywhere for Movie Mountains, and you won't be able to get LASEM. Again, unless the Lord changes that, or unless he gives me different directions or steps, then that'll be. And it's so wild because this is why I'm telling you, like, God is up to something major, because in May, it's when it'll be. So LASCM was birthed in 2020. Y'all, it is 4 years that I have been doing this podcast. 4 years. I cannot believe it. 4 years. And we're going to do a name change. And that's kind of, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little excited. I have all these different emotions. I also have to say, oh my goodness, before I forget, y'all, can you guys believe? Thank you. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you to y'all. Thank you just to the story, the testimony. Amen. But y'all, we reached 16,000 on Podbean. 16,000. I just looked at it this morning, so I haven't checked like Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms. But y'all, on Podbean, we have 16,000 listeners. I have listeners in Israel, listeners in South Africa. I'm going to tell y'all the list. Hold on. Because I was just like, what? Hold on. Let me get to this so I can read to y'all where it all y'all are from. Because I just truly appreciate you guys. I honor you. I love you. I thank you. Y'all, 16,000 is no joke. When I started this podcast, I was just being obedient to the Lord. Again, obedience, obedience. Everything that I've done, it's obedience. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But man, God really, he really do be showing up and out all the time for me. Okay, so let me read you. So we have America. This is the order that I have for the listeners that are tuning in. For this week, it's America, South Africa, Canada at number 3, United Kingdom on number 4, Switzerland on number 5, Fiji. I mean, that's just to name a few. I'm just like, whoa, like my God, I just can't even believe it. Let me give you for America. For the great old U.S., what states? And I'm just going to do like the top 5. So we got number 1 at Texas, number 2 at Florida. Florida, where y'all at? Like, I'm from Florida. Where y'all at, Florida? Come on, man. So Texas, number 1. Florida, number 2. Iowa, number 3. I don't even know anybody in Iowa. Man, God is good. Iowa at number 3. Number 4 is California. Number 5 is Maryland. And I'll give y'all number 6. Number 6 is Illinois. I love Illinois. Maryland, I don't even know anybody in Maryland. Like, God is just so good. Again, this is all obedience. I never thought that when I started this podcast that I would travel to do ministry. I never thought that I would be invited to come and speak at different conferences. That wasn't my plan. I don't care about all that extra stuff. To be honest with you, y'all, I'm good. Like, I really am good, me, myself, and I. As long as Aiden and Adrian are good, yo estoy feliz. I'm happy. And God really has a big plan for you if you are obedient, if you're willing to just say, you know what, God, I lay my life down for you. I'll do whatever it is for you, God. You see, when I started this podcast, it was 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, and I heard the Holy Spirit say podcast, and I started my podcast, and it's just taken off from there. And even though when I've done these hiatuses where I've been gone for a few weeks or a month or two, whatever it is that he has asked of me, I always come back with this fire. And I'm just excited because I know that God is getting ready to do something major. For me to change the name of my podcast, I'm telling you, it is literally like taking off the old and putting on the new. And I don't know if that's you. Receive that for yourself. Maybe it's time that you, let go of the past. Let go of the labels. Let go of the old names. Let go of where you no longer are, and enter into the new season that God has for you. Enter into the new that God has for you. Will you be obedient and truly seek Him, and just say yes, God? Yes, God. You see, when you say yes, God, it's not always easy. It's not cupcake and rainbow. I don't know where in Christianity people made it seem that this walk is a cakewalk. It's not. It's not. That's why the Bible says that the road is narrow, and the road to destruction is wide, because it's easy to go back. It's easy to go backwards. But when you make a decision to really follow God, there's not going to really be that many people with you, because being pure and right with the Lord, I'm telling you, that cost dying to flesh, not being of the world, not being what's in, not, yo, saying, depriving. And I don't even want to use that word, depriving. Say no to flesh. Say no to your flesh. Say no to your flesh. I'm going to look it up now. I'm going to read Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is, approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Another one, I believe, is in 2 Timothy. Let me go and check. Okay, yeah, 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. Those who will cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made wholly useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. I'm gonna read verse 22. It says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. Verse 24 says, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. I just want to please the Lord. I just want Him happy. I really want to do what He's called me to do. I don't want to do what you're doing. Listen, I'm going to applaud you. I'm not going to hate. I'm going to cheer you on. I am going to be your biggest cheerleader. Like, yo, for real. I'm going to read. What else, Lord? Hold on, y'all. But yeah, I'm not focused on what anybody else is doing. I want you to do what God has called you to do. I want you to do it well. Do it with excellence. Do it how God told you. And don't compare yourself. Do not compare yourself. Do not compare yourself. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. What did God tell you? You see, when this podcast was birthed in the middle of the night, it was the middle of COVID. My children were sleeping, and I was really seeking the Lord. And I really feel like the Lord is bringing me back to those COVID days. When COVID happened, I was so happy because I had this schedule with the Lord. It was God and the boys, and that's all I cared about. I didn't care about anybody else. I didn't care about nothing else. I'm being so real with y'all. I was so focused the boys and God, and that's it. I would wake up mad early in the morning. I would be on my face with the Lord. Then I would wake up the boys, get them ready to do homeschooling, and then go about our day and just chill and just, you know, whatever he had us doing at that time, that's what we were doing. But anyways, this podcast was birthed in that, seeking the Lord. And again, I truly believe that he had to take me off of doing my podcast because he was getting ready to do this. He was getting ready to change the name. Had I kept going, I don't think I would have had that time to really sit back and dwell and reflect and just, God, what are you saying? You know, because we can get so caught up on routines that we might miss it. So don't get so caught up on a routine that you'll miss what God is trying to say, what you'll miss what God is trying to do. You see, for me, I don't walk with compare myself. I really don't. I really don't. I don't. And there was quite a few people that were like, oh, are you doing your podcast? You haven't done your podcast. And they were like really, really, really rude. Now, I have discernment when somebody is genuinely asking me. And then when there's those people who are just like, what? Mind your business. But in that time, I really had to just be like, no, I like walking that confidence, like, yo, like, it's all good. Like, don't worry. Do not worry about what Maddie is doing. It's just, you good. We good. You know, so I'm saying all that for you to not get swayed when people try to push you in what God's not trying to do. Do not get swayed or pressured into the wrong. Premature. Don't do anything premature. If God did not tell you to do it, don't do it. If God did not tell you to go there, don't go. If God did not tell you to start that business, don't start it. If God did not tell you to start that podcast, don't start it. If God did not tell you, don't do it. And that is how I live my life. If I don't hear God first, I am not going to do it. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to say it. I want to be holy and pleasing to the Lord. I want for him to look down at me and be like, good job. You know, like a proud father, like, good job, Madeline. Matthew 7 verse 13 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Sis, what is God telling you to do? What is God telling you to do? Don't get so fixated on what somebody else is doing or saying or how they're moving. When you miss what God is telling you. God has the perfect plan, the most beautiful story, the most, it all put together for you. All for you. Will you trust him? Again, when this podcast was birthed in the middle of the night, I wasn't worried about anybody else. I was happy in my four walls, on my face, searching the Lord. And I heard the word podcast. And now we're here 4 years later with 16,000 subscribers, downloads on Podbean. I have to check Apple, Spotify, and everything else to see how much we have on there. But honestly, it's not about the numbers, like, you know, in the sense of like, oh, I'm fixated on that because I don't care. But it just really goes to show you that when you're focused on what God is doing, like, I didn't even know that I hit 16,000. I didn't even know that I hit number one podcast for Christian singles, moms, things. What was that thing? I don't even know because I stay in my lane. I stay in my lane, focused on what God is telling me to do. So focused. I guess that's what I came on here to tell somebody today. Focus. What is God telling you? What is God telling you? What is God telling you? I need to take a sip of my coffee, y'all. Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time for everything. There is a time for everything. I gotta go to that so I can read that to y'all. He's so good. I have my digital Bible because my Bibles are downstairs. So let's read this. Ecclesiastes. Verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal and a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to tear down. I have to tear down LASEM. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that God is just doing it. I do believe that my husband is on his way. 7.5 years single. If this is your first time listening, then I truly recommend for you to take a scroll on my previous podcast and just listen in and not get upset with me as to why LASEM is changing. I do believe that there is transition. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of single moms, right? I don't know which one of them does not want to be married. I truly believe that a lot of them want to be married. And it's not even like, you may not be wanting to be married right now, but potentially in a near future, potentially in a few years, whatever that timeline is for you. And maybe you may not be a single mom. There's a lot of women who listen to me, period. You know, there's a time for changes, you know, and I just believe that this is the time now, and it's the time to build. And the Lord has me transitioning and building something new, with a new name, and, it's different. It's different. It's different. It's different. It's different. It's different. And here we go. Roller coaster ride. Amen. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what God is about to do. I'm excited to see all the working pieces coming together. I do believe that LASEM, it's time for the change. And it's wild, like I was saying earlier, in May, how LASEM was birthed, you know, May of 2020, LASEM was birthed. And now LASEM in May is going to be transitioning, which again, unless the Lord says otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. Unless the Lord says something else, I don't know. But yeah. But wow, I publicly said it. That's wild. I'm excited. Again, I honor all of you who listen to me, who tune in, who send me messages. Let me tell you guys, those of you who send me DMs, who message me, who email me, whatever, y'all be reaching out. I love you guys. I really, really do. I really do. And I honor y'all so much. And it's like, you know how you guys say that I encourage you, like y'all encourage me when you guys reach out to me and just tell me something or give me a testimony or just tell me about some breakthrough that the Lord did, or, you know, just like different things, because y'all, life be lifing. And one thing about me, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to tell you for real what's going on in my life. And I'm not going to hide before the devil shames me. I'll shame the devil. Amen. And I don't ever want my story to be hidden. I'm not proud of the things that I've done. Amen. But I'm going to be honest about the things that I've done. Because I don't think that I'm the only one in the world who goes through certain things. And I think that the body needs each other. Body needs each other. I was just the vessel he used. Amen. So whenever you feel like you don't want to tell your testimony, sis, you better tell it. But yeah, but I appreciate y'all who listen. I appreciate y'all who message me. I appreciate all of you who tune in, who are just here, who support, who bless me, who just really, y'all are phenomenal. Y'all are really good. You guys are amazing. And it's a blessing. So I'm going to be wrapping this up. So look out for the YouTube video. It should be released sometime in April. I should be getting back on YouTube for sure by May 1st. That's when officially everything will be rolled out. And if you want to join the fitness for the health and fitness stuff, you can go on Facebook and look for Moving Mountains with Maddie. I will be doing one specifically for this ministry. So I'm going to name it LASCM. Well, I don't even know, but I'm going to name it probably LASCM or Moving Mountains. I'm not sure yet, but it should be on Facebook as well too. I want to do the Facebook groups because so that way you guys can all connect, because I realize that there are many women, and so that way you guys connect with each other. And again, I'm just the vessel. I'm just the one who said yes, that's it, you know, but you guys can all connect and pretty much we'll have that Facebook group page. That way we can all connect that way. You know, but yeah, so if you have Facebook, go check that out. Moving Mountains with Maddie on there, and you'll be able to get that. That is just the one that's on Facebook right now. That's just the health one. But like I said, we will be getting one for this podcast. Also, you can check IG on life_with_Maddie_ also LASEM.podcast on IG. And those are the places that you'll be able to find that. And my website is down because, again, we are going through some major changes. And we are working on some things. And I'm just excited to see what God is about to do. He's taking some things out, rebuilding, redoing, and tearing some things down that needed to be teared down. And that's okay. That's part of growing, right? In the beginning of something, that, you know, just like a little baby, they grow. And then, you know, it's amazing to see what God is doing. All right, guys, I am officially going to wrap this up. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. I appreciate all of you. I thank you. I hope you all have a blessed week. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe and send this to anyone who may need to hear this for more of the daily dose of my life. And also see my two beautiful little boys. Follow me on Instagram and see the face behind the voice. Go ahead and follow me on IG, life_with_Maddie_. Also follow me on LASEM.podcast on IG as well. Thank you guys and stay blessed. And lastly, do not be bummed out that this is going to change. I believe the same way that God is changing things in my life, He's doing things for you. Will you just be obedient? Will you flow with God? Will you not be so set in your ways? So would you not be so so comfortable and familiar with things that you don't like change? Allow God to change things that need to be changed. Allow God to remove things that need to be removed. Allow God to use your yes for real. Don't give Him a half yes. Give Him a whole yes. Give Him a yes that is from the whole being of who you are, and say, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, you can use me, God. You can use me, God. You can use me, God. Let that be your prayer for today. God, you can use me. What is it that you need? Use me. You have my yes. You have my entire yes. My whole entire yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. I really, truly pray that this blessed you. I pray that whoever does listen to this podcast, you would not be discouraged, but that you would be encouraged, you would be empowered, you would set your eyes on the Lord and what is God doing in your life. That's all you need to focus on. Focus your eyes on God. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing. Don't worry about what sister girl from down the street is doing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about where you're invited and uninvited. Don't worry about it. Worry. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. Give him your yes and walk in what he has for you. Give him your yes. Don't turn away from him, but stay focused on him. All right, guys, I love you and I pray that you have a blessed week. I look forward to what God is doing in you, in me, in all of us. Again, check out Moving Mountains with Maddie on Facebook. And join the Facebook group that is for women only. So sorry, men of God. But, you know, when the Lord brings my husband, then we'll do something together where we can have everybody in a group. But as for now, we have to keep it just the women. Amen. But I love you all and stay blessed.